This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, it's true. It's happening. We're talking to Rob next. Stay right there, guys.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show brings you the woman of the future.
Recent developments in sex doll technology have yielded great strides toward the development of the perfect woman.
Under the supervision of 20 of the world's most skilled scientists, she has superior sensory functions and instincts beyond any human ability. But her most unique feature is her emotionality flexifier.
Oh, I never sound like that.
I bet you could if you tried real hard.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show and OnlyDolls.com have teamed up to give you our most spectacular prize ever. Listen to the Johnny Dare Morning Show for your chance to win a $2,500 Kennedy Luxury Collection moving ass sex doll from the Johnny Dare Morning Show and OnlyDolls.com. Standing at 5'3" with a fully functional skeleton, this doll has lifelike soft skin, soft gel-filled D-cup breasts, 4 touchpoint sensors that create a real-life moaning sound, and moving ass technology that makes it the only doll that rides you, giving you the most lifelike experience ever.
Look at that hair, that skin, that mouth. Oh, brother. Oh, brother is right.
Valued at $2,500, she's the only doll you'll ever need.
Am I a real boy?
Yes, you are, and she's your Pinocchio.
Oh.
Listen to the Johnny Dare Morning Show for your chance to register. The $2,500 Kennedy Luxury Collection Moving Ass Sex Doll from OnlyDolls.com and the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Internet.
Bringing the world to your fingertips.
Information.
Technology.
E-commerce.
And such classic videos as Two Girls, One Cup.
I'd like to say I haven't seen that one. I'd also like to say I wish I could bleach my brain.
But we here at the Johnny Dare Morning Show understand that sometimes places like
your job
frown upon you looking at things on the internet that could be construed as pornography.
And that is why we're here.
We find the products that make your world a better place.
We do the research.
In some cases, we do the field testing.
And quite frankly, there are some of us who need a breathalyzer on their PayPal account.
I'm going to buy a laser.
But now. As we strive to bring technology to your doorstep, the Johnny Dare Morning Show presents
the website of the day.
We've had them on before, but we ended up being pretty good friends with them, with Rob. He's the co-creator, the co-owner of OnlyDolls.com, the number one sex doll marketplace on the web. Hundreds of dolls. This is insane. Rob, hey, man, how are you? Thanks for waiting for us.
Yeah, hi, Johnny. How are you going today?
Good, man. Are you... This is, I'm so happy. I'm looking at the box right now. It's leaned up against the corner, still completely sealed. We have not opened it yet. We talked before about this new technology that you've got, and it's pretty amazing. It's actually an animatronic doll in the sense that its hips move, it goes backwards, it has sex with you. They have ones that can heat up. They have artificial intelligence. They can say your name. They know if you touch their breast, they'll moan for you through a speaker. It's pretty amazing the place we're at now.
Oh, it's fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic, yeah.
You can choose it all. We're gonna spend the next 2 weeks registering people. You can choose the nipple color, labia color, nail color, pubic hair, vagina, the type of, I mean, all of it. It's what else are you working on? Like, what else would you change on this?
Oh, man. I mean, I don't think there's much more you can do, really. I mean, it's all there. I mean, especially on the luxury collection, the skin is so real to the touch. It's got everything, really. Everything.
The thing that's stunning about it for everybody, when I show them your website at onlydolls.com, is they're like, holy, what? Because they're so human. They're so very realistic. You'd never seen one before, Holly.
No.
And I was showing her, Did you think that these were the actual pictures or like computer generated stuff when
it
I first
like
showed you?
It looks like
a real person. It is. I know, but this is exact. This is the actual doll. The
Man,
wig,
I can't
the face.
Wait to see it.
It's pretty crazy. Holly's beautiful, but you know, like
thank you.
Those girls in there were
they're beautiful.
They really are. In a very disturbing, I'm not real way. And Rob, if you know what I mean, Rob, like it's weird because you're tempted by it. You're like, man, that's a hot girl. And then you're like, and I'm also having sex with a silicone object. It's a weird world we're living
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. It sure is. But yeah, no, I mean it's really the way of life now though, isn't it? I mean, mm-hmm. you know, things are moving forward and this is definitely the next big thing. So.
Why wouldn't you? Of course. I mean, why wouldn't you? Listen, sex is a normal thing. Everybody wants to do it, and that's a very hot looking doll. And man, we're like animals, right? You look at the weird stuff yeah. we'll put, the stuff they sell online to put your wiener in. Like we will stuff it in anything. Like we are not choosy, are we?
It's getting that way for sure. Yeah.
No, there's some, I mean, sleeves, and, you know, I've been to those pageant parties, like the sleeves they have for that, or the disembodied torsos, or it's just a weird-looking rubber vagina. This is like, if I were going to go with that, this is the way to do it, because at least you feel like,
absolutely.
This is so incredibly human. And how much do they weigh, by the way?
They weigh from about 65 pounds to about 85 pounds. That particular doll there, because of the moving ass system, she weighs about 80 pounds.
Yeah, I went to pick the box up, but yeah. I'm like, that, and by the way, that's got to be really interesting, trying to get all that stuff through customs the first time.
Yeah, but it needs to weigh a certain amount to be fit for purpose, too. So.
Yeah, right? You now, did you ever explain to us how you co-created this? Like, what put you in the Only Dolls marketplace?
Yes. So basically my partner and I sort of been working on many collections and putting different price points together to get to everybody's reach in the market. So that's our plan.
But what made you get into this business in the first place? What did you do before you had Only Dolls?
Yeah, so I got into this business because you know, I just saw the opportunity there where you know, there was it's a gap in the market, in my opinion, that, you know, to have these products out there in the market. So I saw that the dolls that are already out there were so, you know, so highly priced. And
right.
I looked at how we could value engineer these dolls, still retaining good quality and get them out to the market. So that's what we've done. We've engineered a great product with our manufacturing base, that we can get it out to the market at the right price and reduce our margins too. I think, you know, there's going to be a whole flood of these dolls.
Well, you remember they first showed up, like HBO did a special on one of them, and they were like $6,000-$8,000, and they weren't not anywhere yeah. as good as this. And then you guys figured out how to make these ultra-realistic, hyper-realistic Only Dolls, which is just its own weird category. And this is, at first you think, okay, this will be for people who can't get laid or whatever reason. But it's a lot bigger of a swath of people that are buying these, isn't it? It's people who are into cosplay that need an elf doll or people who are into bigger girls because they're not all like, you know, unrealistic shapes. You have some big, thick dolls on this thing that, I mean, they resemble bigger girls.
We've got a great selection of girls, and we've done our research into, you know, what customers' desires are, and that's why we keep coming up with new releases of different size girls, big ass girls. I mean, look, I'm actually speaking from up in New Jersey. I've been at the Exotica show all weekend, and I've just seen it all up here.
Listen, I've been to the AVNs.
Yeah, so we just had a great weekend, and picked up even more ideas. You know, sort of different size ass and different size girls to produce. So we're also producing some famous porn star dolls at the moment. So.
Well, and the thing is with these, like, I went to the AVNs. There's a big expo in Vegas with that, the Adult Video Awards. And I go through, and it was super weird. Like, the people that go to the AVNs are odd ducks. Like, there are a lot of basement dwellers that go. And it's when the silicone hyperflesh type vaginas came out probably a decade ago. And I was looking at when I was walking by, and first of all these guys shuffle their feet, stare at their shoes, and they kind of side-eye everything as they go by. Like, none of them are very outgoing. They're all introvert, kind of odd ducks at these things. But then I'm like, why is that thing so dirty? Like, I looked at this vagina that was a rubber vagina that was sitting on a table. And then I see some dudes come by, and he shuffles up. He never fully turns to it, and he just puts his finger, and he goes blurp like this. And I go, oh, it's like an old doorknob now. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. So there's a lot of weird things at those conventions. Like, when you're selling those things, that's you like, hey, don't touch the merchandise. Don't put your finger in the display, kid.
No, it's true, actually. I mean, there's some right interesting products.
Yeah. Do your parents know? Have your parents seen all this?
Yeah, they've seen it, yeah.
Does your dad have a favorite?
My father, he likes Kennedy.
Is that right? Nice. Kennedy. Nice. That's the one we're
Kennedy's
doing.
Kennedy's his girl.
The Fantasy Collection sex dolls are interesting as well. There's all, like, these are elves, and you have some goth girls in there, and then you've really broke the categories down. So you've got the Fantasy Collection, the Luxury Collection, the Ethnicity, Asian, Ebony, European, Latina, Mediterranean, Middle Eastern, porn stars, female, male, artificial intelligence, the popular ones, the new ones, all the sex dolls in one category, just the ones that are moving ass. I mean, heavy, skinny, tall, short, roller skates. You've got literally everything you can imagine here.
Everything. We're covering all different, you know, categories. And for people's taste, really. So, you know, to make them as desirable as possible and a great companion for our customers to have for many years. So,
you, how many of these are you selling? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm scrolling through and I'm talking to you. Yeah, the one thing I didn't notice, because it's not in the actual description, is the Asian girl, large-breasted with a big penis and testicles. Mila, the transsexual she-male sex doll. Yeah, here you go. How about that one? Yeah.
Oh.
I did not expect that.
Asher.
How are you?
Yeah, well, obviously, we have to, Kate. I mean, obviously, now, it, you know, transsexuality is a normal thing, and, you know, we have those too, so.
It's a market for that.
To cater for everyone.
Yeah, I'm not against it. I'm just saying, as I scrolled down, I didn't think the erect penis was going to show up. Trust me, I was in Thailand one time. I didn't know what the term lady man was. And then you're like, oh, boy, you get there. And so, Holly, you probably don't know this, but in Bangkok, in Thailand, Phuket, they'll raise young men to be these dancers. They'll put boobs on them, and they're very beautiful. Like, you see their faces, and they're topless. They have breasts. And they also have little penises in there, too. And we were paying the ladies just a little bit of money. I'm like, watch this. Here's some more money, some more bot. And the guy would show his penis to my buddy, and my buddy's like, oh, Jesus Christ. It was a fantastic trip, my friend. Rob, have you been to Thailand?
Yes, I've been to Thailand. Yeah, and I've seen what you're talking about. Actually, the lady boys and the bars and all that. Yeah,
I assure you, not telling your friend what's available and then having them show your friend is the highlight of the trip when you see their face.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, this is. So listen, Rob, I'm going to unbox this thing. We're going to start the promotion, and we're going to give it away over the next 2 weeks. At least a couple people a day during the morning show will get registered. At the end of those 2 weeks, somebody is going to come down here, and we're going to put this in their car, and they're going to drive away with their brand-new girlfriend, Kennedy, worth $2,500 from OnlyDolls.com, the number one sex doll marketplace. I'm excited about this.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, me too. It's going to be a great promotion.
All right, then. All right, listen, I'm going to put you on with Jake. You hold on a second, Rob. Let me take a break. When we come back, I'm going to unload this thing. We're going to screw the head on, I guess. I thought the head was part of it. I didn't realize the head came off. I've never done this. The box is still completely sealed.
Yes.
We'll figure it out together. Hang with us, you guys.
What's in the box?
Give me the gun.
Give me the gun.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Yeah. The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
Morning Show brings you the woman of the future.
Recent developments in sex doll technology have yielded great strides toward the development of the perfect woman.
Under the supervision of 20 of the world's most skilled scientists, she has superior sensory functions and instincts beyond any human ability. But her most unique feature is her emotionality flexifier.
Oh, I never sound like that.
I bet you could if you tried real hard.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show and OnlyDolls.com
have teamed up to give you our most spectacular prize ever.
Listen to the Johnny Dare Morning Show for your chance
to win a $2,500 Kennedy Luxury Collection moving ass sex doll
from the Johnny Dare Morning Show and OnlyDolls.com.
Standing at 5'3" with a fully functional skeleton,
this doll has lifelike soft skin,
soft gel-filled D-cup breasts,
four touchpoint sensors
that create a real-life moaning sound,
and moving ass technology that makes it the only doll that rides you,
giving you the most lifelike experience ever.
Look at that hair, that skin, that mouth. Oh, brother. Oh, brother is right.
Valued at $2,500, she's the only doll you'll ever need.
Am I a real boy?
Yes, you are, and she's your Pinocchio.
Oh.
Listen to the Johnny Dare Morning Show for your chance to register.
The $2,500 Kennedy Luxury Collection Moving Ass Sex Doll.
From OnlyDolls.com and the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
So lucky Miss Holly Star is in today. Yeah. Poor Nikki. Not only did she fly to Nashville, miss a day of work, then she has to sit there and had to sit through that goddamn awful game yesterday in Tennessee and just suck. That's just an awful day. Yes. I actually feel bad. You, so lucky.
And I get to see this.
Have you ever seen a live sex doll? Have you ever, not because it's not live, but you know what I mean. Right. Have you ever seen one in person?
No.
A high-end sex doll?
Never.
Would you be willing to have a three-way with one like this?
I am not.
You wouldn't put that in the bed and be like, we'll pretend?
No. I'm sorry.
Would you be jealous if you saw your husband with this? Would you be mad? Would you be like, you're a cheater? You're a dirty, dirty cheater? Or would you be like, you're just weird?
It's a little different.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to need help lifting this.
No offense to the listeners who are going to register.
Listen.
Each his own. Right.
Jake, can I get a hand here? And I'm trying to keep T's hands off as much as humanly possible. Like, for real. Like,
we
really
got this, T.
Because he's so cute. Now, listen, some of the audio is going to get a little thin because I have to step away from the mic. And it takes two of us to lift this box up. I mean, that thing is, like, it's a. Oh, is this table locked?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm trying to take pictures as we go and describe this to everybody. Like, now I got to open this thing up.
Yeah. I love that the box can't help but look casket-like because it's a human body.
All right. Oh my!
I feel like Bride of Frankenstein comes out.
It's like the movie toy, but not.
Oh, it's like super super packed.
Oh yeah, no, it's. Yeah. I'm trying to get pictures as we go along. So that there's, you know, evidence of how the whole thing works.
Yeah.
So
I just know.
Well, it's in a terry cloth back shroud. that's pretty disturbing. Like you see the blanket?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's like you're going to dig a hole in the desert.
Yeah, it's. Oh, boy. Yeah, that's. Let me
in there. Yeah, that's. What? Wait.
I know.
Why the blanket? She was cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's to keep her soft. That's a long trip.
It really is, man. It is something else.
It's so disturbing.
So here's her head. This is the head, clearly.
So bad.
So, this is the noggin. It doesn't have the wig on it, so it's I'm sure it's not going to be super pretty.
Okay.
We got a dollar up.
Here, I'm going to let you open that.
All right.
Oh, I should have brought some makeup. I bet she's ready. Well, I bet she's ready to roll.
So here's her wig.
I can fix her hair.
It's and I don't know what a good wig is and a bad wig, so.
I got this.
There's that. Here. You know how to do that, right? She's got that. So now, what's that? Oh, I think that's a patch kit of some sort. And then.
If you're too rough
this
with her.
Really is, this is really something.
Ooh, her hair is soft.
Like, you can see the legs now in their pack. They have individual.
They're packed individually. Nice, the head in a bag is a lot.
Well, now I'm trying to get the...
Well, what's going on here?
I'm trying to get the shroud off the body here. Hey, sorry, my bad.
Feel her.
That was not the breasts.
Jake, feel her hair.
Her hair is
very soft. Very soft.
We're going to have to actually get little bars to make this. We can't put it online unless we make little bars of
right.
Like it's from here on out, these pictures are naked. Yeah.
We can edit.
The best part is they want to protect the face, so she comes with a little protection over the eyes. She looks like a superhero.
See, there's tape around her arms here that we're trying to get
here, do you need the knife?
Well, I don't want to use it on the silicone while I'm trying to hurry. And I don't trust tea in any way. Went around this.
Ooh.
Look at how beautiful the eyes and the face.
She's beautiful. Look at her lashes. Here, let's put her hair on her.
Hold on here. Can you still hear me or not?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Here, you want to put her hair on?
Tape off the feet. All right, I got to go slow with that. This thing is a lot more complex than I thought it would be.
Jake, what do you think that is?
This is
That's a speaker, I think, on top of her head.
All right, I got one arm here almost out. Hold on. I don't want to
cut.
Wow. That's really disturbing.
Oh my gosh, feel her face.
Look at this. Hey.
Oh, the top.
Oh. Hey. Yeah. That's her halfway out of the box there. Hey. Yeah. No, this is getting weird. Yeah. This is a lot.
As weird as this?
Oh, there's her head. Hold on a second. Bring her around forward here. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. That really is something.
Kendall, over here.
That is you know what's most disturbing about watching you take a picture of Jake holding the head is that Brinkley's face, your daughter's on the backside of your telephone.
She's in a perfect little.
She's like a little kid. See, like you're, I'm like, hands. Oh, I don't want to see that right now. Like, that's this. Okay. Do you see the handout?
Yes, I see it. How can I not?
This is all right, here's what I need to do, Jake. It's like we're gonna lift her out. Okay.
Here, I'm gonna hold her.
And then have T pull the cardboard away. Damn. So we're gonna have to get one person on this side of the box. Hold on.
Do you need me, you want me to stay over here with her head?
You and I are gonna get like this. Believe it or not, this is how we used to take bodies out of beds when I worked on the ambulance.
I believe it.
You'd pick them up like this.
Oh, I've gotta get this.
And then slide the box out. There you go. She's so gurneyed up. Oh. This is really like, where's that? They're up. It's very, very, okay, that's off.
Okay.
All right, almost got the feet off in here. Let me see if I can, all right. Oh,
look at our toes are individual wiggly.
Oh, they're painted, yeah.
What color, pink or red?
Pink.
Good.
Yeah, now there's there's a dead lady on that table right now. That is just.
Those are big.
That's a dead lady.
You are definitely going to have to put some bars up to...
Yeah. It's really like... I'm trying to take a picture where the arm kind of blocks the... the shot. The nipple.
Yeah, she's...
Yeah.
She's naked. She ate all her green beans, too. She's a big girl.
This is pretty disturbing. I'm going to be honest with you. Is that not... You want to go see it?
Yeah, I do.
All right. It's the only doll. If you just it's onlydolls.com. This is the one we're giving away. $2,500. Now we're just unboxing because we have to put the head on. And then, but feel that. Slap it. Yeah. Does it feel real? Doesn't that feel real? Her feet and her toes?
I don't know, but the toes wiggling is weird.
Oh my God.
She stepped on the back. Yes, that happened to me too. Yeah, but aren't the feet like. Yeah. Hold her hand.
I put my hand around her ankle.
That's right. Her hand around her ankle. That's right.
Yeah.
That's it.
Stay thin. We don't.
Good flat stomach. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Then you pose the hand out, right?
What do you think?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. No, they're poseable. She has a full skeleton.
You know the two.
Wow. That was an 8th grade slumber party right there.
Went,
I saw, ooh. Let me squeeze these, Jessica. What are we doing?
Yeah. Yeah. And then we're going to have to put her head on, and then we'll put her robe on. She's got her little blanket on.
Yeah, I'm going to let Holly do that. Holly did a good job with the wig.
What do you think of the boobs? They're solid.
They're the gel filled. So give it a squeeze, Holly. How do they feel?
I don't want to put lingerie on her tee or comb her hair. This is all going to be for the dude who gets her. Tease.
Yeah,
too
we'll
much.
Set that off to the side. Holly's staying.
Really? What'd you?
You're staying too long in the breast region, Holly.
What did you say? You come over to your mic because I couldn't hear you. Is there? Would you? Because I think there may be a vagina insert. Or
okay.
Did you think it was not the correct anatomy over there? Because hold on, let me look. Now I got.
Is there?
Oh, you asked if there was a hole. Uh-huh. Oh, yes, there's okay. One. There, would you put your finger in her?
No, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, no, it comes with a vagina. We didn't get this far.
It's for the winner. I'm not the guy at the AVNs.
You know what? You're right. Nobody puts anything in her. She has to be a virgin, T.
Why am I always
Because you're the creep. You're the creep. Oh. Don't ruin a dude. Yeah. Don't ruin a guy's gift for real.
Nobody puts a finger in baby's corner.
Does Greg get here before T, I hope?
Nobody puts a finger in my butterfinger. Yeah, we need some underwear for this girl.
She's sanitizing.
Yeah, we need.
After we get the head screwed on. Yeah. Literally, yeah. She needs to do the wig. She did a good job with the wig, but once I had to set it down.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have to get her set in a chair because she articulates. So this thing. Hold on. Let me try it. She'll sit up without her head on. So if I shift her this way,
if you move the torso,
and then let me see if I can. I don't want to.
She looks like a turtle on her back.
You can't hurt her. Yeah. It's okay.
I'm like, just sit up.
T, you want to feel her, don't you?
Oh my God. I know she has a spine and she can sit up. I just don't. I'm afraid to do it.
You want to break somebody's prize.
You know what I mean?
She really looks like she's calling for help right now.
You
got to
do it here. Like
this.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a visual right there.
That's a good one. You should take that photo and block it out.
Yeah, you feel like there's a hole
there. That answers my question.
And a butthole. So this is what I was trying to do.
Yeah, she's a party girl. She's three hole fun.
She's top heavy.
Move her arm because it looks like a Hitler salute.
Okay.
Look at that.
Wow, that is.
Like I've done it before.
That is attractive. You look at you acting like, I don't know how to move her. I don't know how she sits.
like, that's a lot.
I don't know why I'm weirded out by the feet and hands are so good.
As it should be. Look at that. That's a lot.
Holly, you had no idea you'd have this kind of Monday.
Here, let me screw on the head.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, and then yeah, I'll fix her hair.
You have to thread it on? Here, you want to take the...
Eyes are caught in that.
All right, so we'll let Holly do
that. Okay, here.
The makeup is permanently affixed, so nice makeup. Dark eyes, smoky lashes. Eyes. Good eyebrows.
Great lashes.
Yep. Pretty. Oh, look at this. Hello.
Oh, my. You think it does that?
Yeah, no, it definitely does that. The mouth is part of it.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, it does that.
Oh, it does.
That's wow. That's you only before married. The wedding. Not no.
That's just for cake.
That's... All right, so now I have to thread her noggin on. Like, I don't want to cross thread it. I'm trying to...
Don't strip out her head.
Kind of a delicate operation, to be honest with you.
Hang on, do you need me to hold her shoulder? No, you got it. You got it.
I just want to get it on right.
Is that it? Does it sit loose like that now?
Do you do it until it's tight?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know if it stops or if I'm going to start, like, if you're too far.
Now,
I mean?
Her hair will hide the lump in the back.
Yeah.
How's that?
She's good. A pretty girl. Ready? That's what she is.
Ready for hair?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Holly's over here really taking the hair seriously. I like it. She's no joke.
It's pretty disturbing.
It's real disturbing.
It really is. So.
And then.
That's a speaker, isn't it?
I think it's a speaker, yeah. Yeah, don't push on her fontanelle.
It's not a fontanelle to make her say, I'm a whore. I'm your whore, daddy.
Pull her hair down. You got her all cockeyed. She's got a five head.
Yeah, lean into it. Give her a kiss. Hug her. Grab her ass. Swap her ass.
Squeeze her. Tell stories.
Hold her hand. Tickle her. See if she laughs.
I don't know. What's PE like? What's
the showers like after gym.
Oh, good call. Oh, good call. See?
Look at her like.
Yeah. Well, we need her face exposed a little more. And then her, you know, figure out how to get her breast. We can adjust this, but it looks good.
Yeah.
She looks real good.
That I've definitely, like, that's a top 10 girl.
Oh, yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
That's it's a luxury collection doll. Like
that is, I mean, that is
no
like.
No joke.
Holly's
having too
He's
much fun.
Favorite. You're really struggling with those nipples.
Oh, can't cover those nipples.
There you go. Uh-oh, right one's still out. There you go. I think we can get that one in. I think we can probably sneak that one by. I will tell you that is real enough that my phone recognizes that as a face and shows it as a face. Like, you know, how your iPhones make the square.
Locks in on it.
Yeah.
She's a naughty girl. She has to sit on a towel because we don't want to ruin that table.
How disturbing, man. That is fantastic. Hold on. Go get Bob. Send Bob in here for a second. I want to.
Let's see what Bob thinks. What does Greg think?
Don't get Greg. Listen, I'm trying to keep Greg to do stuff today. If you distract him with, by the way, I think she keeps Purelling her hands. That thing's clean. It's everything else
that's just
not clean.
The silicone, it couldn't be more clean.
I'm sorry.
I got to take this knife away. I'm so nervous about this knife cutting.
It has an odor.
Oh, wow. It's out. Yeah. What do you think about that, Bob?
That looks too real.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
I just walked in there and saw that. I'm like, we're all getting fired.
Yeah.
There's a naked chick sitting over there.
Yeah. Dude, go over there and feel it. I'm telling you. Like, yeah.
Meet Kendall.
This is Kendi. Kennedy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, look at how I feel. Like, it's like, she's like, oh, hi. How are you? What's your name? You run a radio station? Do you get free T-shirts?
That's worth a couple grand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably more.
That is.
But honestly, feel the boob.
I feel it all.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing this weekend.
So. Yeah. No, we're not supposed to touch this.
I wonder if she likes motorcycles.
Yeah.
Like her fingers.
But yeah, feel. Like, check her out.
These are all moving.
Bendable.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I'm kind of speechless. I mean, she looks so real sitting there and feels so real. Wow. Wonder if she wants to be an assistant PD.
Right? Yeah. Right? What's that, honey?
For at least 2 weeks, Bob.
Look
you
at her. She's nice. She's not complaining about anything. She seems really good.
Yes.
Justin, right? You seem very nice. You seem very, very nice. What's that? You could never leave? Oh, you're so nice. But tell me, I mean, that's really, that's probably not a realistic body shape.
Which is great.
Yeah, I know. You want to really be disturbed? I'm going to put her arm back a little bit so she feels a little more there.
Okay.
Hold on. It's all, I'm learning to do it as we go. There we go. How about that?
You can be a little more gentle. I mean,
well, I don't know.
Teeth, but you can be a little more gentle. You don't know how to handle a woman.
I was bending her arm, for God's sake. Try to bend her arm.
Well, I've seen bruises on Sassy. Now I get it.
Your fingers are sticking up. This weird wiggly toe freaks me out, to be honest. Those boneless toes are a little weird.
I was thinking, what is the better ride we give it away, a new Harley or her? I think she might win.
Yeah. So, that's a disturbing vagina. Have you seen the vagina? It's very real.
Yeah, it's not disturbing at all.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Yeah, I guess I'm more just, what do you think about her face?
She's beautiful. What can you say?
You kind of tilt head back.
That's a gentle. You are, this dude was a rough date.
It's not easy to move around here.
None of them are easy to move around, but you still have to be gentle.
This one at least would say hi to you, Bob. And I was looking right at you, Bob.
She's staring at Bob.
Ooh, her eyes are piercing me.
It's disturbingly good, isn't it?
I feel like I know what she's saying.
She's 5'2", 80 pounds. This one, Jake, she has the speaker in her head, so I know she does the moan touch. So when her batteries, we have to figure out how to put the batteries in.
Yeah.
And so we'll get the...
Charge?
What? Yeah, there's a... I think this, I don't even know, this thing, I don't even know what's in this.
Because those are all outfits, right? And like a...
Yeah, you can open that, T. And
if, and if there's a tear, whatever.
Yeah, no, we have a comb. You have a lingerie. You have a fix-it kit. Yeah, 80 pounds. And this one is the deluxe one. So she has the motor in her. That's why she's so heavy.
She has the moving ass, yeah.
So this one actually moves, Bob. Like,
you can put her up on all fours and she rocks.
But I don't, look, I'm not doing it. You guys are already criticizing the way I handle everything. So, well,
Bob is the one who's like, you're rough.
Yeah, let's see you put her up in doggy style, Mr. Smooth.
I know she's, you know, artificial, but you can still be a gentleman.
Great.
Oh, there you go. There's a charger.
That's your charger. Yeah.
Yeah, that's your charger. So to answer our question earlier, that's clearly a DC charger to go. You'll have to find out where her plug-in is.
I think it's, is there something in the arm? I thought I saw something in the
arm. I'm sure there is. I don't know, but I want to see Bob put her in a doggy style position.
Yeah, Bob sees.
Try to pick her up a little bit. See how heavy she is.
Bob sees three plug-ins.
I don't think I can.
Yeah, for real. Put her on your hip. Walk her around a little.
Bob, go walk her down the hall.
Yeah. Put her on your desk facing
I'm
you.
I'm the guy that, like, conducts the HR meetings. I'm not walking her down the hall.
You should just leave her in your office sitting in a chair at all times. Yeah. She's staring at you, Bob.
She is.
She wants it, Bob.
Look at her. She's staring at you. She's piercing you. She's saying, I love you, Bob. Mm-hmm. Mm. Look at these boobies.
Mama.
Untouched by babies. These are brand new boobies. These are good boobies.
Mama likes beard friction. It happen.
And if you're into the bald thing, like, you can take her hair off.
Good to know.
Yeah, you can play a game of who's yeah.
Or she could be blonde.
She
can something
be,
for
hey,
the
you
listeners.
Hold me wig,
yeah,
everything.
Any wig.
And feel bad for her because clearly she's undergoing chemotherapy. At least from the waist down. Yeah.
No, nope. That's probably the best prize we ever gave away.
Yeah. That's pretty disturbing.
It is.
In the fact that I really like it. Like, I'm disturbed in the fact that I look and I go, you're awesome. Like,
yeah,
that's
you're
a great
cool
looking
in every
girl.
Way.
Yeah.
You can always admire craftsmanship.
You know what? I just feel like we're doing the Lord's work here. And we haven't even charged her up yet, guys. But why don't we give away the first chance at it? The first person to get registered for the Only Doll the next 2 weeks. It's all about that.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show brings you the woman of the future.
Recent developments in sex doll technology have yielded great strides toward the development of the perfect woman.
Under the supervision of 20 of the world's most skilled scientists, she has superior sensory functions and instincts beyond any human ability. But her most unique feature is her emotionality flexifier.
Oh, oh. I never sound like that.
I bet you could if you tried real hard.
Call now. 576-7989. 576-7989. Caller number 9 is registered to win a $2,500 Kennedy Luxury Collection moving ass sex doll. Standing at 5'3" with a fully functional skeleton, this doll has lifelike soft skin, soft gel-filled D-cup breasts, 4 touchpoint sensors that create a real-life moaning sound, and moving ass technology that makes it the only doll that rides you, giving you the most lifelike experience ever.
Look at that hair, that skin, that mouth. Oh, brother. Oh, brother is right.
Valued at $2,500, she's the only doll you'll ever need.
Am I a real boy?
Yes, you are, and she's your Pinocchio.
Oh!
The Kennedy Luxury Collection Moving Ass Sex Doll from OnlyDolls.com. And you can be registered to take her home if you just call now.
You cannot wait to post these pictures, man. Look at these pictures. Isn't that? Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm like, that looks like a human. I'm gonna have to do some editing over the nipples and the vagina, but those are all go up on Facebook and then Instagram, so they'll be there shortly. But let me do this here. Hey, you're on the air. Good morning. Good morning. Yes, sir.
Johnny, tell me I'm number 9.
Brother, you are the first one to get registered for the Only Doll from OnlyDolls.com, worth $2,500. Where do you see these pictures, dude? It's pretty unbelievable.
Hell yeah.
So tell me what's your story. Tell me about you.
Well, I'm a truck driver for starters.
This would be great in your truck.
Legally married, going through a divorce over 10 years now.
Dude, I would put this thing in my truck and put a hat on it. And just have it ride around with a little tube top, just because I might be like, look how hot that trucker's got the hottest chick ever riding with him. Are you OTR?
I'm out every other day.
Uh-huh.
So it's sort of local, but one night I'm out.
Listen, I don't know what your wife looks like, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say this is the hottest chick you've ever been able to bang.
Well, I went up to the site to check out all the different dolls and everything. I was trying to figure out which one it is that they sent you.
This one's
maybe it was Core.
This one's Kennedy.
Kennedy?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
And listen, everything will be up on Facebook. Don't you worry about it. It's all going to be there. 5'2", D-sized breasts, about 80 pounds. She's a hot broad. Even Holly thinks so. You hold on a second, all right?
All right, thanks, Sean.
Hey, you've already been on the website creeping around?
Yeah.
You're a degenerate, sir. How long have you been listening this morning, waiting for your chance to win a shot?
Since this morning, I woke up, say, 4:30 this morning.
No, you
I'm
are
listening
my...
to the replay and everything else.
You are my hero. All right, what's your first name?
Lance.
All right, you stay right there, man. Hold on. See? This is going to be a great contest. Has been on with us since 4:30 this morning. All the pictures will go up. I'm going to need some editing. I'm going to fire them off to Pinball Jeff. He does a good, quick editing job on them. And I'll take some more. We need to get like a bikini of some sort or some bra and panties for this so we can put them up. I don't want to. Here's the thing. I can't send T because he's a creep.
You have
the worst taste of any human being I've ever known. Do what, honey?
Didn't send any.
No, they sent this. I don't think it works. I think they'll kick us off. Well, there's panties. I don't know. What do you think? Do you think that'll work for Facebook? Mm-hmm. It covers more than I want. I was just gonna do a bra and panties.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I feel like I'm overthinking it. Do you think Target will have something for us, just plain?
Absolutely.
Just regular?
100%.
I can't send this one because he's all crotches, pants, and creepy stuff. Like,
I think they would sell that at Target.
Yeah. Your wife ever let you buy underwear for her?
No.
No, because you pick horrible stuff.
She doesn't like the stuff that I pick.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Listen, I'm just saying.
Right.
She's a good girl. She's not your type.
All right. Okay.
It's Kennedy. She's got a real personality. You're not used to this. All right. I got to take a break. We're coming back. We're going to give another shot away before 10 o'clock. It's already 9:05. We're going to get caught up with everything, but I got to try to get some underwear and bras on her so I can leave her in the building here. And T, I'm not kidding.
I'm not, what?
No
what?
Touch.
I haven't been. If I walked over that direction, no.
But, no.
But yeah,
no.
It's true.
He's waiting for us to leave.
That's exactly what he's doing.
No. I've just been painting in a very bad light.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show brings you the woman of the future.
Recent developments in sex doll technology have yielded great strides toward the development of the perfect woman.
Under the supervision of 20 of the world's most skilled scientists, she has superior sensory functions and instincts beyond any human ability. But her most unique feature is her emotionality flexifier.
Oh, I never sound like that.
I bet you could if you tried real hard.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show and OnlyDolls.com have teamed up to give you our most spectacular prize ever. Listen to the Johnny Dare Morning Show for your chance to win a $2,500 Kennedy Luxury Collection moving ass sex doll from the Johnny Dare Morning Show and OnlyDolls.com. Standing at 5'3" with a fully functional skeleton, this doll has lifelike soft skin, soft gel-filled D-cup breasts, 4 touchpoint sensors that create a real-life moaning sound, and moving ass technology that makes it the only doll that rides you, giving you the most lifelike experience ever.
Look at that hair, that skin, that mouth. Oh, brother. Oh, brother is right.
Valued at $2,500, she's the only doll you'll ever need.
Am I a real boy?
Yes, you are, and she's your Pinocchio.
Oh.
Listen to the Johnny Dare Morning Show for your chance to register. The $2,500 Kennedy Luxury Collection Moving Ass Sex Doll. From OnlyDolls.com and the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.